Just one halakha in the laws that we're learning in the Resh Ayin Vav. So we learned already a few times over that it is forbidden to benefit from a melacha that a goy did for the Jew on Shabbat. The case we're always talking about is the Jew was sitting in the dark. Clearly he was not able to read. There was no light. The goy on his own came, saw the Jew sitting there, turned on the light for him. Clearly it was for the Jew. Halakha says the Jew is not allowed to benefit from such a light because it was done for him. Tosfot explains the reason why this is asur. Because you can really ask, why is it asur? I didn't turn on the light. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. Although he did it for me, but I didn't tell him to do it. So Tosfot says it's a gezerah. What's the gezerah? That I might come and tell him to do it. If I allow to be benefit when he does it on his own for me, one day I might come next Shabbat and tell the goy directly. Good. So now the question comes in to a case like this. Let's say if a Jew was sitting in the room and there was light and he was reading, no problem. And the goy on his own came in order to make it a little brighter. And let's say he was successful. Let's say he turned the knob and he made it a little brighter. We learned already that since the person was able to read anyway without this goy's enhancement, so now with the goy enhanced, is not considered making it forbidden. Because again, there was enough light anyway to read before his enhancement. But the case we're talking about now is, let's say when he was trying to enhance the light, by mistake the goy shut the light off. Now he shut it off, and so immediately he turned it back on. Oh, so now maybe I'm going to say, once he turned it back on for you, you can't benefit. This is the question. So this question was discussed by the Yehud Abba. The Yehud Abba says that in this case, it's permissible. Why? Because the light was on from before. This guy came and he ruined it for you. The whole gezerah is what? That I might come to tell a goy when the light's off to turn it on. But here the light was on already. And therefore we don't make a gezerah in the case where the goy made a mistake and shut the light off by accident and then turned it right back on again. Clearly, that case is permissible. That's the way the Pri Megadim in the Sefer Eshel Avraham brings down in Eshel Ayin Vav, Seif Katan Yud Gimal, that it's permissible to benefit from such a light if the goy shut it off by mistake. But a few details to this halacha. When he shut it off by mistake, it would be forbidden for the Jew to tell him, turn it back on. That's asur. Or, for example, let's say the Jew was reading in the room and he walked out of the room. When the goy saw the Jew walk out of the room, he shut the light. And then the Jew came back in the room and the goy turned it back on again. That's already asur. Once the Jew walked out of the room, it's finished. The goy shut it, he shut it. Now when the Jew comes back in, he's doing it specifically for the Jew again. That's going to be asur. That's where Achim David brings that as well. And then Sefer on Amira Le Goy in Chedek Be'er.